A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. BYU football getting ready for the Liberty Flames this week. It's game number nine for BYU, and practice taking place here at the IPF. And now joining me is BYU wide receiver Talon Shumway. And Talon, man, I got to say, it seems like every week you got a knack for making a big catch, an acrobatic catch. You had another one against Utah State.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm making the acrobatic ones, but sometimes they come my way, I guess.
The difficulty, I guess, is maybe a better word to say.
Probably easier for other people.
How's this senior season been treating you so far here at BYU?
It's been my favorite season. Yeah. I mean, ups and downs, but I think all in all, definitely my favorite season.
How so? Maybe just to kind of follow up on that, like what has maybe made it your favorite so far?
Oh, man, that's a hard question to answer. The experiences, the overall feel, and then just the fact that, you know, I'm done soon, so I feel like I'm playing for more. So,
and what are your plans? I know that you're going to go into the medical field, right? After you've already got careers lined up, right?
Well, I wouldn't say lined up, but yeah, I've got plans, new dreams that'll come into play after football's over. But for now, I just want to win this week.
And you've been a guy that's been recognized nationally for your work on and off the field. I believe you were a nominee for the Campbell Trophy. What goes into that? I mean, I think high GPA or something like that.
I didn't know about it until someone kind of brought it up. But yeah, I don't know. I guess things like that happen. But
Talking with Talon Shumway, BYU senior wide receiver here on KSL News Radio. It's been interesting this season. You mentioned it was your favorite, and maybe for you would think on the outside looking in, as you being a wide receiver with the different quarterbacks each and every week, you would think, man, how could that be the favorite season? But these quarterbacks keep just showing out pretty well. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, it's great. Every week's still good. And I don't think there's been any weeks where we've been disappointed with who we're playing with. And I've played with 8 quarterbacks in my career in games, so it's nothing new. It's and sometimes it's fun, but the thing, I mean, we play with these guys every day anyway, and they can all play.
And that's kind of crazy. 8 quarterbacks. I mean, you look at some schools, they get like one guy through 4 years, and just for whatever reason, this place has had a lot of injury issues at that spot, but speaks to the talent, I think, that the guys that are throwing the ball to you, they seem like pretty talented guys.
Yeah, it's a unique situation, but It doesn't seem to be causing any problems, but obviously the guys who are hurt, we want them to come back and be healthy. But the thing about it, we always have guys ready to step up and perform, produce.
What have you seen from Baylor this week, like his approach now that, I mean, I'm sure that's up in the air still, the coach is going to be the quarterback. Just who is Baylor, I guess, because he's kind of a guy that's still a little bit of a mystery to the people outside looking in.
I call Baylor Sleepy. Just because he's so even keeled, it's almost like he's just woke up. But he's always focused, always cool, and I think it translates into him playing really well in games and under pressure. And I mean, that to me, that's who he is, just the even keeled guy who's going to make plays.
Last two things from me, Talon. Again, talk with Talon Shumway here on KSL News Radio. BYU going to take on Liberty, and you can hear the game 5:30 kick on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars here on KSL News Radio. Fessy Satake your position coach at wide receiver. What has he done to help this position group? Because you guys have taken a lot of leaps forward over the last 2 years since he's came into the mix.
Yeah, man, he's He's really he's done a lot of things. So I think just his ability to develop players and help you understand the game and the way he cares about us, all that together, and then and some other things, make him a great coach and awesome to play for.
Finally, last thing from me, Talon, I'll let you go. You know, that performance against Utah State, to me, maybe felt like a little bit of a breakthrough for the offense. How do you now kind of continue that? Because I think this team, you guys got talent. You got the ability to compete and win any sort of game that you're going to play, but it's been consistency has been one of the big things that's been a hang-up. How do you continue this momentum?
You have to take it 1 week at a time, and this week, really, what's happened in the past has no bearing really on what's going on this week. We know the things that we can do, so now it's just about doing those things this week, every day in practice, and getting ready for Saturday's game.
Talon, good luck this week. Stay healthy. Congrats on the great career, too, both on and off the field, and looking forward to seeing you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.